Students graduating college this year are entering the job market at a time when huge swaths of the economy remain under lockdown. Some have had job offers withdrawn. Others have had difficulty getting a response in the first place. So what's the outlook for the class of 2020? Let's get some perspective from Jontana Green. She's a first-generation graduate of Kennesaw State University in Georgia, earning a bachelor's degree in elementary education. And her journey to reach this academic milestone was not an easy one. She had some serious health challenges, including a liver transplant several years ago. She joins me now to share her story. Jontana, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And first of all, congratulations. Your graduation ceremony was actually scheduled to take place on May 6th, but it was postponed like most of the others because of this pandemic. How have you been able to celebrate?
So surprisingly, my fiance and my friends put together like a surprise Zoom party for me. And one of my cousins wrote a speech and conferred me my degree via Zoom. My fiance had a balloon arc in our apartment that said class of 2020. Oh. So I was surprised all day and was crying all day because they really did surprise me.
Yeah. And talk about you working hard for this moment. Yes. As I mentioned, you got really sick your freshman year. What led you to this liver transplant? And it really probably impacted your academic journey.
It has. So my senior year of high school, actually, my eyes were really yellow. And when I went to the doctor, they asked my mom to rush me to the local children's hospital because my liver was inflamed. And I have autoimmune hepatitis, which my immune system attacks my liver. I went off to school. I was in a dorm, which is filled with germs. So I ended up being sick all the time. I was in and out of the hospital. So my doctors were then like, oh, you need to come back home. You know, this isn't safe for you. You're in a dorm. So I don't know. Like my life just did a complete 180. I went from being the normal girl that was ready to go off to college because I had all of these things mapped out. And then once I was diagnosed with my liver disease, it was like everything was just put on hold. So
right. So basically you wanted to be the first one to finish college.
Yes.
Can you talk about the significance for your family? You have finished.
So my family, they're all so proud of me, especially enduring what I have gone through. Right now it just sucks because my family is in Albany, Georgia, which is where COVID-19 has hit, like it spread like wildfire. So
you're also thinking so much about
them. I haven't been able to
see anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been very hard to get through, but as far as graduation, they're super stoked about it.
Let's talk a little bit about your future and what you are really looking forward to. So I know you love working with kids. You actually were a student teacher before the pandemic interrupted life as we know it. How uncertain are you about what the future holds for you professionally?
Well, luckily, prior to all of this happening, I was able to interview at the school where I student taught and I landed a job there. So I'm happy about that. The only worry that I have is like, are we going back to normal? So right now it's just a lot of uncertainties with wondering if teachers will be furloughed. Like we, you know, it's a lot that I'm thinking about right now.
Worried?
Because very, because I feel like, you know, I put so much into it and I'm really dedicated to this next generation of students. Every child that I come into contact with, you know, I hope to leave an impact on them. And so not knowing whether or not we'll be able to be in our classrooms worries me.
Yeah. You know, there's so many unknowns, of course, but one thing that strikes me when I'm talking to you is that you've already been through so much uncertainty that in many ways, is it too much to say that you are kind of built for this kind of thing? Like this sense
I've
of uncertainty
so
as you
times.
Move through. You have. Yeah.
I keep hearing that during this. Everyone's like, well, you're already prepared for this because you're used to things not happening the way that you wanted them to happen and things of that nature. But I
guess
you could
say
it does, but it doesn't. And I say that it doesn't because last year, had someone told me that this would be my reality, I would have been like, yeah, right. 2020 is my year. I'm graduating. I was supposed to get married this year. I would have started my career in the fall. Like, 2020 was just going to be my year. And then out of nowhere, it's like, no, actually, everything is on pause right now. So it stinks. But yeah. Again, I'm grateful. And my family is still here. And, you know, I'm here to say that I experienced this.
All of the important things. Yes. That's Jontana Green. She is a first-generation college graduate who recently received her bachelor's in elementary education from Kennesaw State University. Jontana, congratulations and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.